Not coming?
No.
No.
Oh, he's not? Okay,
he's
I did not,
not
know that. Okay. Okay, so we're going to call the meeting to order at 6:02.
6:32,
I'm sorry. He pushed it back. Okay, first order is to approve the minutes of May 18th and May 19th.
I read them.
You read them,
fine.
Everybody? I didn't have a problem with them. Okay, so do we have a motion?
Motion to accept the minutes?
Yeah.
I'll second that, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried. 3-0. 4-0. We'll get Legislator Donaldson. All right. Resolution 109, setting a public hearing on the proposed local law number 3, a local law establishing a sustainable green fleet policy to be held on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. You're okay with the minutes, right?
Yeah.
So we got that, Mr. Donaldson. Okay.
I didn't read them, but I'll trust. Hold on.
Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Okay.
The minutes?
No,
yeah.
We did that already. This is legislation, local law, resolution 109.
Second.
Setting a public hearing. So we have a.
I love my.
No, here. Here's the. Oh, you need your glasses. Okay. Legislator Roberts made a motion. Legislator Green
what
seconded.
What is it on now?
This is
local law 109.
Yeah, resolution 109. It's setting a local law number 3 of 2015, the sustainable green fleet policy.
And there's a second copy in here that has some amendments in it that the sponsors have approved. It's basically changing.
Who are the sponsors on this?
I believe they're Ronk and is it Tracy Bartel?
And Legislator Green.
And Green. It's basically wherever they talk about the director of the Department of Environmental of the Environment, they change it to coordinator, and then they change under Section 6, they changed a few words. They changed that a couple of times and just sort of changed the notification order for that.
Yeah, and you know the Environmental Committee spent a lot of time on it. This has not been rushed through. It's been good.
Six months, right?
Legislator Green.
Okay.
I think everybody's pretty. At first, everybody was kind of in their corners, and then everybody really had an open mind and was willing.
And
to.
And we consulted with the director of the fleet director and Amanda, and you know so. The others, and actually, there was a section that B had input to. So, it really is a collaborative.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely. I don't think too many people will be opposed to it, and it's a pretty something that could be controversial, but it's not because it was done the right way. Everybody came and worked together. So, all right. So, call the question. All in favor of moving it to the floor tomorrow? Do you want more time?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
4-0. Nays? No, carried 4-0. If you have any questions, we can talk about it.
No, that looks good.
Okay, resolution 232, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 7, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter, amending the administrative code for the County of Ulster to modify the term of the chairman and clerk of the legislature. Now, the term for the clerk and the chairman, that's not going to be on a ballot.
Right.
Because that we can do within the rules of the legislature.
Now, which one is?
Well, it's...
Neither of these on the ballot, are they?
No. This one, this is only...
You're just amending our rules.
Oh, I thought this one was amending the Ulster County Charter, too, which was the...
Originally it was, but you separated it out.
Order,
yeah. So this is just a really...
And then there's not going to be a charter.
Oh, so we're not doing the audit committee one on a charter?
No, you're holding a public hearing this month.
Oh, we already passed that last month. Okay, I'm sorry.
And that doesn't require a charter change either, right?
Yes.
I believe that one does.
Yeah.
That one's going to have to go to the voters.
The audit?
Goes to referendum. Okay, so is there any questions?
Is this moved?
This is 232. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah, this is just merely making it, in other words, when the chairman and the clerk get chosen in the reorganization, they're chosen for the 2-year term instead of electing them again the following year.
And this is going to the voters?
No.
No.
No, this is, we can change our own rules. These are legislative rules.
This is
we can't change somebody else's rules, that's right.
Right.
Okay.
You're changing your own powers, right, not the powers of other offices.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not changing any powers, you're just changing the... Okay.
I don't really agree with it, changing the term. For the clerk, I agree with changing the term, but the chairman, I don't agree changing
you.
The term.
I'm actually I'm going to give it more thought between now and next... And
tomorrow. I know, you don't have much time.
But I
would have done that, too. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
What did Dave, spill his black Russian here?
It hasn't been moved, so do you want to...
Somebody want to move it?
I don't know if I'm for this or not.
Well, if nobody's going to move it, then we can discuss it next month, if it's still... I mean, Legislator Donaldson, there's, amongst the three of us...
I have, with this... I mean, I'm kind of mixed on it, but I also understand that the need for electing a chairman for a 2-year term instead of a 1-year term, because it becomes a, the chairman that basically has to constantly campaign for the position for each time, and it makes no sense to do that. You're organizing the meeting, to me, and let the meeting, once you organize the legislative body, you should keep it that way. I mean, that otherwise you're really, my take on it is I would like to strengthen the position of the chair. Because by strengthening the position of the chair, you have the ability to counter or, have some checks and balances on the on the executive. Otherwise it's, so to me it makes sense. I mean, I served for 4 years. I had to get elected every single year I did it. But, I mean, having said that, I think I probably would have been, in other words, you can take more steps to try to accomplish things without having to worry about, you're only there for another 3 months this every day, or you get elected in January and you're going to be gone in December.
Right.
It makes it difficult. It's no different than when we talk about us running for office every 2 years and people say, we should be running for 4. I disagreed with that. I kind of figured the 2 is fine. No. But it's a very similar argument. I mean, here you're down to 1.
Right.
So that means the person's got to run every year for
chair.
And yeah, and it still has a provision where, a 2/3 vote, you can get rid of the person.
Now, I'm going to weigh in, even though we didn't move this. Wouldn't it coincide with making... chairman of each individual committees and the committee members 2-year appointments instead of 1-year appointments?
Yep. Well, it would.
It should.
Well, it would.
Listen, the chairperson as of today could change committees tomorrow.
Yeah,
the chairperson could change committees tomorrow. They could add me or you or Dave or me.
Normally not going to.
I thought it was only like a January thing.
I don't think so.
No, technically they can do it any time. Normally nobody does. It's kind of foolish moving them all the time, but they do change them, every year, and that, I think it creates the idea that you're on this committee for 2 years. It also gives it a better chance for us to, you to plan your time.
Well, my thing is I support the clerk being 2 years. That's the way it always has been. When there was before the executive, the county attorney, the county administrator, the county clerk, when they got appointed at the first organizational meeting, then they served the term of the legislators. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But and probably in the last 40 years, there's been once or twice maybe midterm has a legislator, a chairperson been switched. So it's not really something that happens.
Yeah, but what happens is it becomes a battle every time.
So you know what? At the end of the day, that's
really,
our job.
But
if
it distracts us from doing what we have to do. I mean, if you think about it, the very idea, what is one of the purposes of people wanting 4-year terms is the idea that you're distracted because you're constantly running for office. Now, this creates another distraction. Here you are in the middle of the term creating another distraction, re-electing the chairman again.
Some people might call that excitement.
Well, it's excitement I don't need. It's the kind of excitement I don't. I prefer to not be involved in if I can. I have to. I'm involved in it, but I don't. I prefer.
Depends
not
what
to.
Side you're on.
Well, there's no motion and second.
Well, motion. I mean.
It's going to die, Dave. I think the rest of us would rather keep it the way it is for now. Or
the other thing to consider, if between now and next month, it's because it doesn't have to go to referendum.
Right.
It could still come back.
Right.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we postpone it until next month? And this gives Ken a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
We don't have a second, so it's just no action tonight.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll wait for Ken to be here.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
You know what? It's not like it's 2-2 and we're, I think the consensus is, except Dave would maybe support it. But. All right, so we're not going to take any action on Resolution 232. Okay, we have two late resolutions. Thanks for an email to us today. Yesterday, actually. Right? Yesterday?
Friday
night. Yeah. To me, that's yesterday.
Do we have to do 256?
Yep, 256 is designating the official newspaper. This is just kind of like house cleaning.
Yeah, it's already supposed to start. It's closing.
No, we haven't done that yet.
Moved.
Okay.
Is
this the Republican choice?
Yeah, their first choice is closing. The Saugerties is closing a couple newspapers. The Penny Saver, too, right? I think there's a couple of them involved with it. I saw in the paper.
Yeah.
So this is pretty simple stuff. So any other discussion?
No.
All in favor?
I don't know. Did he talk to you about it?
No, it's the first time I'm hearing about it.
I think it should be put off, too.
What do you want?
No.
Well, there's also another designated paper you guys have.
I can't go against the minority leader twice in one meeting without him here.
You know what? You guys can talk about it tomorrow.
This is fine. I'm for it.
Okay, so carried 4-0. Okay, and the next one is setting a public hearing. Resolution 257, setting a public hearing on tentative budget of the Ulster County Community College for the year of 2015-16 to be held Wednesday, July 15th at 6:30 p.m.
So moved.
Mr. Donaldson seconds. And this is because
they didn't have
the budget prepared for last week. So.
Well, they had it prepared, but
The
county executive was not. They had Lisa combing through it and satisfied with certain things.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So Don said that they were pulling it.
So how many changes did they make?
The CFO was gone.
What?
The gentleman who was acting as the CFO was gone.
Yeah, they...
Who is that now?
I'm not sure I recall his
name. They asked him to leave. He was...
Was he the gentleman that had been there a long time?
Mm-hmm. 6 years, I think.
What's his name?
Can we go into executive session? We're going to discuss him.
You're going to discuss a personnel matter? You want to go into executive session? Or?
We don't have to discuss it. Okay. That's fine.
All right. Yeah. The position of the CFO was asked to resign, so he did.
Okay, so any other discussion on the college's budget?
And then they also have a situation with the rental for Sophie Fenn. You know, this has been a situation where we were not given all the information, obviously. The rental Don got was under the understanding was going to be $91,000 or $92,000.
Sophia Fenn or the place out?
Sophie Fenn.
Sophie Fenn. With both leases. Pier 1.
Yeah, but the Pier 1 is totally separate.
Right, but there's a problem with it. It's I know B has indicated there are significant problems with the lease.
So the, that has been in flux anyway. That was not totally satisfied beforehand. But the other one went from 92 to like almost 200,000. The difference is, so.
So
that's
what do you
another
mean
situation
the lease? I don't understand
the
that.
Lease for, because they have to pay the bond down for Sophie Fenn.
I thought we got it for a dollar.
But the amount of money that was put into it.
Isn't that for this strive?
Yep.
We spend millions on it, so I don't understand how the lease...
That was the one that kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
That kept getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. So did the Kelder House, of course. So that's that was an offshoot of the sale of the president's house. Of course, the presidents will be making more money because they won't get that. They get housing, so now the new president will just get a housing
stipend.
And then the STRIVE program has gone up also, and what has happened is the rental has gone up, so it's going to be almost $200,000. This is the way Don was saying, the way it was being, I didn't get the full
so
gist
who
of it,
was
it said,
being...
but it went from 91 or 92 to almost 200.
Who are they renting it from?
They rent it from the county. They pay the county for the
so why did we raise
down.
The lease so much? Why do we raise...
I guess that's the cost. They were given the understanding that the cost was less than what it was going to be.
So who's going to pay it? The kids through their tuition are going to end up paying the...
Oh, yeah.
...are going to end up getting stuck by it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the things we discussed tonight with the council and the chairman is that the chairman believes that that should not be passed on to the students.
Yeah, but I don't know how you can stop it.
The county can give a bigger contribution.
Well, then we have to give a bigger contribution, and we're not going to get that through the legislature.
Well... We didn't last year, and it worked out.
Yeah, we didn't last year, but it didn't work out. Because what they did was they put in a little bit extra and then made them take down their contingency account. Went from, in other words, their contingency account right now shows up in the state as zero. Technically, it's not quite 0.75%. But if you look at a state budget, it says zero. So they basically have no contingency. You know, how to, I mean, that's tough to operate with that. Zero contingency.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I'm for it, but what happens if we don't charge the school any rent for that piece of property?
Well, then that would be a way of them saving money.
It's all coming out of the same...
That's the problem.
It would be, if you don't charge them the rent, it may not add to the maintenance of effort. You know, with the maintenance of effort, it's like if we turn around, we say we're going to give them $100,000 more.
Yeah.
Well, that means the following year we better also give them that same $100,000.
You got to give them $100,000 more.
Yeah, you got to continue that through perpetuity, or else they lose. You can take a buck out of them, and they lose certain state aids. You give them $99,000, and they would lose literally probably $600,000 or $800,000. So that what the hell was that?
Sorry.
Just be aware that we have no line item veto. So we have no way to address things we legally don't agree with on the college budget. It's all or nothing.
So have they spoken about what the tuition would go up?
That I don't know. I just know we discussed it today.
They had agreement that they're not going to raise the tuition.
So where's this money coming out of thin air?
So what they're cutting positions. Cutting maintenance or cutting positions?
Okay. Well, you know, it's weird because if you read, I believe it's the Middletown Record, they hired a new athletic director, and he's advertising for a track and field coach because they're adding that sport. He's advertising for a basketball coach, baseball coach, to reinstate softball, which is great. So they're adding programs. They're adding things in some areas. And it was another sport, tennis. I mean, it was actually kind of nice to see him start adding sports because...
Yeah, but the one sport we want him to add.
Yeah, not yet. We'll work on that.
But they don't have... but you don't know where the money's coming from them. Sometimes they get money out of the...
Probably not for athletics.
What happens is the... what do you call it? The foundation.
The foundation has
money, and what they do is they decide, that's money that comes from... Joe Schmo and Mary Donnelly that want to put money into this thing, and then the foundation may say, make an agreement that they want to start this sport, and they're going to pump some money into it.
Interesting.
I think the foundation, didn't the foundation provide money for Kelder House?
They did.
Yeah.
The other problem Lisa was talking about the way they account for the grants, that they need to be more solid on the way they account for them, but their problem with it is that they say they have no ability to do that because they say they really don't know. They can't tell what they, in other words, they had some idea with the grants, but some of them come and go. So, in other words, they don't want to try to depend on certain grants if they don't know if they're actually going to get them. So there's a number of good... So
yeah, but you usually, when you apply for a grant, you get it approved, and then the Board of Trustees would vote to accept the grant money.
Right.
So you might not get the money for 2 or 3 years, but once you get that acceptance...
Yeah, but with college grant monies, it's a lot different, though. It runs a little differently.
Sounds kind of crazy.
No, they're not... they're much more fluid back and forth on some of that.
Hmm. Well, with that said, we got to at least have set the public hearing, so...
Any
all in favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Opposed? Okay, so setting the public hearing passed.
But it's going to be interesting on how they dance around the questions.
Well, you know what? But the question is, why hasn't the county been doing this other years? Why are they doing it this year if there's been issues? I mean, they got a pretty big staff up here that can do a lot of work. I mean, they're not that busy.
And also, for the Strive, the investment, it seems to me that at some point that gets paid off. So, you know, it's not going to be $200,000 a year, right? It's just going to be whatever the lease is until that gets paid off.
Well, we just need that when we have that. We need to ask those questions and get it clarified on some of these things.
Yeah, and I won't be at the public hearing. Oh, yes, I will. I'll be home for that. Good.
When is it?
15th of July.
Oh, plenty of time. Put that on my calendar.
And then the legislative meeting is the next week.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I won't be there the 15th. All right, well, I got to miss it. I'm away.
Where are you going?
Cape Cod.
Huh? Well, good.
Okay. Sorry. New business?
I'm allowed to be
Any new business?
It's important you're here for session.
Yeah. Any old business? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
We're ready for it.
Yeah. So our next meeting.